celebrating 50 years of ministry. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hey there, welcome to your breakthrough in this God-declared year of an open door. This is the year when our great God has declared over the throne of heaven greater access to a grander blessing than you may have ever experienced in your whole life. That's my topic for today's broadcast. This year, we're also celebrating, get ready for it, my 50th year of gospel ministry. And to commemorate and celebrate it, I want to send you something absolutely free. I just created it because of a divine directive of the Lord. It's called the Simplicity of the Gospel. I don't believe there's another guide that presents the glorious plan of salvation through Jesus Christ with such clarity. It's my gift to you, and here's how you can receive your free copy.
The power of the gospel is in its simplicity. You need to know five eternal truths. So today's free gift is Dr. Rod Parsley's book, The Simplicity of the Gospel. Your family needs to know where they'll spend eternity. No other guide presents God's plan of salvation with such clarity. In minutes, you'll have the right answers to spiritual questions. To receive your free copy, call today or click on rodparsley.com.
In this glorious resurrection, Easter, and upcoming Passover season, it is particularly significant that this year, 2024, is symbolized by an open door. I like to call it a portal for your dreams, a portal for your visions, an open door. Well, for the Israelites, all the way back in your Bible and mine, in the book of Exodus, that signified the dream of freedom from their oppressor, the Pharaoh of Egypt. They'd been enslaved for generations. Hope was in very, very limited supply. Their first open door to freedom actually came when the Pharaoh, in an act of hatred and genocide, ordered the execution of the newborn Hebrew boys. Moses was just such a boy. But out of desperation, and I might add, out of great courage, Moses' mother put that baby in a basket of bulrushes, placed that basket near the king's palace right along the Nile River. Well, the king's daughter heard that frightened Moses baby cries. And God filled her heart with compassion. She rescued baby Moses, gave him the name, in fact, Moses, which means, of course, drawn out of water. Let me encourage you right now to spend a little bit of time tonight before you go to bed in the book of Exodus. It is the record of the amazing history of how one kingdom plotted to destroy Israel. Yet that nation became the very key to Israel's freedom. Boy, that'll preach. It wonderfully records how faith, how hope can break through closed doors and break over thresholds into promise. At the very first Passover, when the blood of a sacrificial lamb was applied to the doorpost and the lintel of the Israelites' homes, it became a protected, hear me now, passageway, a protected doorway, a protected portal. And today, your declaration of faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is both your protection and your provision from the attacks of every adversary. Well, I gotta shout it. Let weakness lie limp on the shoulder of God. Our God is able. Let him throw Daniel in the lion's den. He'll reckon his position, turn his face toward Jerusalem and offer his prayer to God. And then he'll pillow his head in the shaggy mane of the lion and sleep like a baby all night long. He knew his God was able. I want you to get this today. Your God is able. When Jehovah Issus Hakaboth, the Lord, strong and mighty, opens a door for you in 2024, it's not so you can gaze longingly at a blessing way off yonder. That's a hillbilly term, you know, that's what I am. Way off in the distance. No, sir. That door has been opened so that you may boldly, bravely cross over that threshold and take hold of every blessing of God you know you've been promised. God wants you, your family, those you love most, saved, delivered, healed, spirit, soul, and body. My spirit harkens back to our 1,200-seat building. When God moved in such a mighty way, I had an uncle, his name was Willie, and he never would come to church, but he would often call me on the phone, and he'd ask me to pray for him. He was the only one of my entire mother's side of our very large extended family who'd never given his life to Jesus. He was what some would call a hopeless alcoholic. He'd sit in his own driveway, drink before he went to work, and when he'd come home at night, he'd go to the bars on the south side of Columbus. He'd call me. He'd say, I want to give my life to Jesus. And I'd say, well, Uncle Willie, let's pray. At that moment, it was like a demonic power would take a hold of his heart. He'd stop and say, I can't do it, Rod. I can't give up the booze. But then one night, there he was. Ushers helped to maneuver him down the aisle of our church. Oh, my, the thousands and thousands of prayers that had been prayed by myself, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, my aunts, my uncles for that open door. Well, my great, great friend and one of the greatest evangelists and preachers that ever took a pulpit, Dwight Thompson, was preaching a message that said, enough is enough. In my Father's house, there's protection, there's provision, there's power. Dwight didn't even get to finish his message when my Uncle Willie raised a little bony finger and began to say, enough is enough. He stood to his feet. He clung to the pew in front of him, and he cried out, enough is enough. God, save me. In that moment, I witnessed the greatest salvation miracle I've ever seen before or in 50 years of ministry since. Once my uncle walked through that open door, he never looked back, never had another drop of alcohol pass over his lips. He was radically born again, delivered in an instant. Would you take a moment to remember and rehearse these words? I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. The living Son of God was willing to burst through every locked door and open every bolted gate so you could pass through to freedom. Absolute freedom. So glorious, so wonderful is Jesus to me. This is the season when we honor that our great God gave us his very, very best. We do that in return by giving our best just this one time every year. A seed activates the earth's nutrients and produces a harvest. Your resurrection seed activates the kingdom of God, the angelic hosts that drive back the forces of darkness. Your adversaries have been thwarted. Your supply lines have been opened, and abundance is available. And it's about to enter the doorway into your life from unexpected sources. In this declared year of the open door, let me encourage you with all my heart to place your very best resurrection seed. Remember, God gave his best. We want to give our best this one time every year to celebrate God's unspeakable, immeasurable gift. When you sow your resurrection seed, give it an assignment. Just as God gave his seed, Jesus Christ, an assignment, so that you and I could be redeemed. And then you stand back. Just get ready and watch what great things God will do. As you sow, I believe with all my heart that many of you are going to break the back of debt over your life, your family, your, are you hearing me? Your business, your ministry, and step into more than enough, too much, overflow, and double for all your trouble. What transpires next in your life can be determined by what you do right now. Over the last 39 years, hundreds and hundreds of thousands around the world have experienced for themselves the mighty, miraculous provision that manifests as the harvest from sowing a resurrection seed in faith, in obedience. You can do the same. As I said, what you do first, right now, determines what God can do next. So pick up that cell phone. Pick it up. It's right there within your reach. It always is. And sow your very best seed. Include your prayer requests. I'll place them on our Easter Sunday altar March 31st. It's early this year. Your best might be 1 week's increase. That was the original vision God gave me 39 years ago. Many of us still participate in that same way, 1 week's increase. Or perhaps it's an uncommon seed of $1,000. Or in this Psalm 24 year, I believe God speaking to some of you to sow that open door seed of $2,024, $2,024. Whatever God's Spirit speaks to you to sow, call now. Don't put it off. Rush your letter in the mail to me today. or just click on rodparsley.com. Millions will be agreeing with you and with me as we believe for your greatest resurrection seed harvest.
In 2024, it's up to you to identify the correct door and walk past the wrong door. Know why there are 12 gates of heaven and why they are open to you now.
Receive this divine revelation of power when you sow your resurrection seed of $100 or more. 4 prophetic messages to lead you to the gateway to glory. You'll receive all 8 discs, plus the just-finished beautiful book, Everlasting Pathways to Presence.
You can walk in the blessing of God's presence and begin each new day with great joy. God's intervention in your life can begin with the power that's resident in a seed. Sow your 2024 resurrection seed and give it an assignment.
There's a glorious breakthrough just over the threshold of God's open door. For your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, you'll receive this uncommon 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. It heralds Revelation chapter 3's promise that God has cleared a path for you that no one can block.
This God-appointed and anointed season of resurrection seed is when we all give our very best because He gave His very best for us. Don't wait. The door to your harvest is open. Call, write, or click on rodparsley.com before Easter Sunday, March 31st. Honor the living God with your very best resurrection seed.
Well, bless the Lord. Today on Your Breakthrough, we're celebrating God's promise to us from the book of Psalms, number 24, that He indeed is the King of glory, the Lord mighty in battle. Jehovah Issus HaKaboth. Hallelujah. 2024 is an appointed time, a set time, when the living Christ wants to walk with you through the open gate, the open door, the open portal to victory in every single area of your life, spirit, soul, and body. There's a mighty and powerful example for us to follow over in 2 Kings chapter number 4. Now listen closely. There, 2 Kings 4, you will find what we refer to as the Shunammite woman. She honored the living God's prophet, Elisha, by building him onto her house a little room. You got to make room for what you believe to receive. You got to get rid of something you've got to make more room for what God wants to bring into your life. Elisha was, of course, quite thankful, humbled, and he sent his servant to declare the prophetic word of the Lord that was this, something she had not even asked for. Are you ready for God to show up through that open door with something you haven't even had the courage to ask Him for? Well, that's what He's about to do. That prophetic word was that she would conceive and give birth to a son. Well, that generous man and his wife were aged. They thought that door had been closed, you understand. But the season in which Elisha had promised she would bear a son, God does the impossible. For you, for me, she possessed a reward first, hear me, because she perceived, she knew in her heart Elisha was a man of God. She understood that supporting him could result in a blessing she hadn't even expected for herself, for her home, for her family. Second, watch now, she positioned herself in the doorway of victory. When the servant of Elisha called out to her, she opened that door. She participated in her own miracle. They made a plan. They gathered the necessary items and blessed the prophet of God. Finally, she possessed her promised blessing and harvest, something she hadn't even dreamed of. Oh, this is the season for it. This is the miracle season. This is resurrection season. And resurrections only come when a seed like the Lord Jesus goes into the ground, abides alone, dies there, and resurrects back to life. Look, God's got a door for you right now. Hear me. No man can close. That's my prayer. That's what I'm believing for you and everybody and everything you love, that you're going to step into blessings, that you're going to extend your faith. Come on, you want your faith to grow, don't you? Believe. You know, the only way I can change your future is to change whose words you believe. That's what happened. That Shunammite woman, when Elisha said, you're going to have a son, she said, hold on now. Don't lie to me. She was saying, can I believe what I think I can believe, the words you're saying to me? That's where you are right now. Well, I'm telling you, believe. Maybe your heart is longing, your prayers are fervent for a family member to receive Jesus Christ in the full pardon of their sins. Many of you, I'm sure, are believing for a breakthrough in your business, your career, maybe your education. Maybe you're believing for the torn and jagged relationship that you thought could never be healed would receive the balm of God's mighty hand and bring that relationship back together again. I've seen that twice in the last month. I'm telling you, in this year, there's an anointing for relationships to be restored. Whatever your need is, for the past 39 years now, this is the season when I have witnessed more miracles, more signs, wonders than I've ever seen any other time of the year, bar none. This is it. So let me urge you, with all my heart, to do your best in celebration that the living God held nothing back and gave his very best. The Lord Jesus Christ on that angry, mean, biting beam to spill his spotless blood so that you and I could receive eternal life. Resurrection seed season. This is when we do our best for the kingdom of God because he gave his best for us. And as you do that, I want to thank you. I want to send you some tremendous ministry resources concerning this year of God's open door. Your miracle harvest may require an uncommon resurrection seed, perhaps one you've never sown before. That seed that always gets heaven's attention because nobody ever sows it without it getting their attention. A seed of $1,000 or more. If that's you, I prepared a very, very, very special gift just for you. It's this stunning, and I mean it is stunning, 20 by 24, beautifully framed print of an open door with the scripture on it from Revelation. I have set before you an open door. I believe so many of you will want to have this beautiful piece in your home, in your office. It'll be a conversation starter for you to share the gospel, and you'll always be reminded that God's door is always open. So take just a moment, don't put it off. Pick up that cell phone, it's right there, you can reach it, and dial that number that's on your screen. Or if you prefer, you can take time to write to me. I love to hold your letters in my hand and pray over them, Joan and I agreeing together. Or you can just click on rodparsley.com, that secure website. I'm believing God that you're going to make it the very best resurrection seed and season as together you and I honor our great God by giving our very best to celebrate His unspeakable gift and His resurrection. I hope you'll call right now. Can't wait to hear from you.
In 2024, it's up to you to identify the correct door and walk past the wrong door. Know why there are 12 gates of heaven and why they are open to you now.
Receive this divine revelation of power when you sow your resurrection seed of $100 or more. 4 prophetic messages to lead you to the gateway to glory. You'll receive all 8 discs, plus the just-finished beautiful book, Everlasting Pathways to Presence.
You can walk in the blessing of God's presence and begin each new day with great joy. God's intervention in your life can begin with the power that's resident in a seed. Sow your 2024 resurrection seed and give it an assignment.
There's a glorious breakthrough just over the threshold of God's open door. For your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, you'll receive this uncommon 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. It heralds Revelation chapter 3's promise that God has cleared a path for you that no one can block.
This God-appointed and anointed season of resurrection seed is when we all give our very best because He gave His very best for us. Don't wait. The door to your harvest is open. Call, write, or click on rodparsley.com before Easter Sunday, March 31st. Honor the living God with your very best resurrection seed.
Valor Christian College is not just a place to be, but a place to become, with hands-on application, quality education, and a spiritual impartation that can only be experienced under the leadership of Dr. Rod Parsley. At Valor, you can receive your fully accredited associate's degree in 10 different areas of study, on campus or online, at a fraction of the cost of other universities, with federal financial aid now available. For more information, visit valorcollege.edu.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.